Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A trial helping consumers determine how fresh supermarket produce really is being hailed a success. Whole watermelons from Queensland were sent to a grocery store in Sydney as part of a trial labelled with QR codes, which can be accessed from a mobile phone. Rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen spoke with Melons Australia Chief Executive Jonathan Davey to find out how consumers have been using the code to see how fresh fruit really is.
It's a really exciting one and a groundbreaking, I guess, process that we're going through, whereby we want our industry to be visible to consumers so that people understand who's producing their food, where it's come from, and you know, we know that consumers want to know that sort of information. So through the pilot study that we're working on, which the funding is through the federal government traceability grants scheme, we were successful in a pilot study whereby we labelled watermelons, seedless watermelons on a farm in Queensland. They were then distributed through to Woolworths via the distribution centre into one of their Sydney stores. We then had a team on the ground there who were scanning the barcodes on the watermelon from the farm, which then printed out between 4 and 6 individual labels that then went on to cut melons. And so this is really the first time we've ever been able to do this. And I mean, I must thank wholeheartedly the team that's worked with us in delivering this and making it possible.
So tell me, what kind of data is being passed on to consumers through this and how is it doing that?
So the data that's being passed on is obviously informing the consumer who get the watermelon with the QR code on it that they can get the grower data, the date of harvest, the date that the watermelon was cut in store. It also brings up a short video of the farmer and what they do. And so, look, it's really about, I guess, showing the traceability data. So it's a person, you know, if you were in one of the stores in Sydney who was lucky enough to pick one up and you scan the code, you'd be able to see that fruit was produced in Queensland by a small family farm. It'd show you, as I said, the harvest date, and then also the cut date, and you'd be able to work out exactly how fresh that melon is.
Why is it so important that this is being put through, I guess, to cut fruits specifically?
Yeah, look, so obviously the watermelons that were sold whole would have had their original label on it. But for us, one of the key things is when a watermelon's cut, you lose that sense of traceability. So the supermarket would be able to go out the back and tell you what's written on the bin of watermelons they've got out the back. But for the consumer, it doesn't provide them any information. All it has on it is a cut sticker and a barcode to scan out and check out. And so we really want to work with Australian consumers, highlighting the fact that 100% of the melons consumed in Australia are Australian grown by Australian farmers, and to really create that sense of celebration of supporting our local people.
When can we expect this to be rolled out, I guess, on a larger scale?
That is the million-dollar question, and I don't have an answer, to be honest. We've got a few other pilots that we're doing with other suppliers and other retail sales chains, and so we'll work through that and then obviously come up to industry with a solution and have a cost-benefit analysis alongside that. So This is not going to be the norm just yet, but we're hoping into the future that this pilot will support industry investment in this and really drive our connectivity to consumers moving forward.
That's rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen speaking with Melons Australia Chief Executive Jonathan Davey there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.